Kai Sands grew up in Europe and started his digital marketing company, Pearl Lemon Leads. Coming up next, a veteran on the move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
As a veteran entrepreneur, you need a domain name that is easy to remember and accurately reflects your brand or business. Let .us serve you and choose a .us domain to stand out and get the domain name you really want. Reserve your .us domain name and website builder today for just $1 at launchwith.us. All right, Kai Sands from Pearl Lemon Leads. Welcome, Kai. Before we get to talking about business and entrepreneurship and hearing your story, will you take us back a little bit and give us something on your background?
Absolutely. So I actually originally grew up in Lithuania, which is right next to Russia. And I guess I want to start off by saying I've never met my real dad, right? So, and when I was younger, my mom was kind of out of the country trying to build a life for herself. So my other family, especially my uncle, kind of raised me when I was a little kid. And my uncle spent a lot of time in the military. He actually spent quite a few years there, and he went on a few missions to, I believe it was Iran or Iraq. Mm-hmm. Even got me some cool souvenirs. But it meant kind of the world to me, because when I had nobody around at that sort of time, he was the guy that raised me, and he would often kind of just take me to the military base, give me a good slap, make me do some laps, some push-ups. I guess he gave me a very good upbringing. It was really cool. I mean, there was even some points I remember where they were doing like practices of airdrops, like missile drops, right? Mm-hmm. And they drove like 2 hours out towards like the border of Russia. And they placed this really cool luminescent kind of patch on the floor, and we hid in the bushes, and they used the really high tech equipment, which can get coordinates, and they aimed it at a water tower, and then directly after kind of called up the French Air Force, which is on the complete opposite side of Europe, right? Yeah. And these guys flew in within 20 minutes on jets, and I got to watch all the different pieces of how he was practicing and preparing for missions or whatnot. It was monumental for me, because when I never had that father figure, my uncle kind of stepped in and looked after me, dude. I mean, every different, I guess, journey that I shared with him was amazing to help me throughout life, even to this day. I mean, there was even a mantra that he kind of taught me in terms of just pushing through pain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell you countless stories about how my biceps felt like they were going to come out my arms because of the amount of push-ups he made me do. But with all of that in mind, every day I kind of just woke up and thought, okay, I'll beat myself up and I'll go through it. And it'll work out in the end. I will come out stronger. And he kept drilling that into me, which kind of followed me through life. The ability to kind of just, you know, take pain and come out with the other end stronger, because it instills a particular passion, a particular fire in you when you can kind of go through those difficult things. I mean, how was actually in your initial days of the Army, Joe? How was it? How was the initial training and whatnot?
Oh yeah, pain is weakness leaving the body, and that which does not kill you only serves to make you stronger.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what kind of business did you get into, you know, once you became an adult, and how has that brought you to where you're at now?
Absolutely. So in terms of, I guess how it brought me. So I did end up moving to the UK when I was about 5, and I went for the, you know, typical education system, but as probably some of your listeners can resonate, it just never was right for me. Right? Like no subject matter, no interest was really ever sparked with the rigid education system. Mm-hmm. Where it doesn't really allow for freedom or creativity. And I mean, for me personally, I used to adore art, right? But and it was something I did at home all the time. But then when I went to school, it made me hate art very quickly, because the way they teach it to you is just it doesn't instill passion. And so I would often look for other ways of, I guess, coming out of the dumps and trying to build my life up. And so what that eventually led me to do is, well, I guess I'll take a step back and I'll just talk about how I managed at one point to kind of hit rock bottom, which is where I had no money, no skills, no qualifications, mm-hmm. no home. I had nothing. And to be able to, I guess, go from that to where I'm now was massive, which all rooted back down to pain. I remember I kept trying to actually join college over and over, year by year. I actually dropped out 4 times, funny enough, because I wanted to make my parents happy. I wanted to make my family happy. But it never really, as much as I kept doing it, it never instilled any kind of passion in me. It never made me think, oh, wow, I actually want to continue down this path. It really kind of, it pushed me away from parts of reality in the sense that I never really had any friends either. So when all that came together, it made me, to be honest with you, just very depressed. Yeah. I felt like there was not much to life, because going through such an isolated period, it's difficult, right? And when I remember I hit the lowest points in my life, I remember at one point, on the third time that I dropped out, so this is about 3-4 years into depression, I had this one night where I had a lucid nightmare and sleep paralysis. And that really fucked me up. Like, I watched my own family die in front of me. And because it was a lucid nightmare, I believed it was true. And after waking up, I thought, fuck, I never want to sleep again. I never want to see that again. Like, dude, it was 3 a.m. and I'll be honest, I'm a man, but I was fucking crying, sobbing my eyes out in the corridor at 3 a.m. thinking I never want to fucking sleep again. And it was at that point that I just realized that unless I kind of go all in, like my uncle taught me back in the days, unless I kind of went all in and persevered through the pain, there is no point for me to take my next breath. I just didn't feel like it was. And that's where I almost dipped into suicidal, I guess, pieces, which is really fucked up. But it was those different components and that particular turning point that made me realize, okay, so as Earl Nightingale said at one point, you don't want to look at what you can't do, but instead focus on what you can do, right?
Yeah.
And even when everybody has a tough point, even I can especially resonate with somebody from the military, that is insanely tough, right? Yeah. But when you can kind of make that transition between what you can do, that's where the ball game changes. That's where the tables turn. For me personally, it really started with just listening to an absolute shit ton of podcasts. So free podcasts, right? Even like this one, listening to other entrepreneurs kind of build their story and just different strategies that they took that helped them go from point A to point B to then build an amazing journey and family around them. And it started with podcasts. Then I kind of started diving into courses. And there's so many really good courses out there these days, but you have to pay like $100, $1,000, $2,000. And they are quite valuable, a lot of them. But as somebody who is, you know, in my case, starting at the bottom, or maybe even somebody who's transitioning from the army and you're not quite sure on where to start, one resource that really helped me was this website called Get Swodoat, which I'll send to you after as well, Joe, so you can link it to your audience. But with that particular website, you only pay about $100 and they give you access to all these really good courses that normally you have to pay hundreds for. I mean, do you actually, by any chance, do you know Grant Cardone?
Yeah, I know who Grant is. I don't know him personally.
Yeah. He's got quite a few really good courses out, and you can access all of those as well. So,
and what's the name of it again?
I have to double. It's like GETSOWOT or something like that. It's like Getswodot, something like that.
Okay. We'll try to put that in the show notes. Yeah.
But that was really massive for me, along with websites like Coursera, where you can get courses. You can do the courses for free, but mm-hmm. if you want the certificate, then you have to pay. And it that was paired with the mindset of, okay, so I don't really know what my next steps are. I know what direction I need to head in. So as somebody who's trying to build something or, I guess, get started, I just dabbled in a bit of everything. I went into, like, I tried neurobiology, I tried engineering, I tried everything under the sun just to, I guess, see what sparked that mm-hmm. passion that's personal to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even you'd have your own things that are very passionate, that you're very passionate personally.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the reasons why, I guess, you moved into being an airline pilot, right?
Right. Your flying encompasses lots of cool different things that I'd always been interested in. So it kind of brings a lot of different things together.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And yeah, and it kind of just transitioned from there where I then, I did a shit ton of courses, to be honest. And because I didn't have any friends at that point, because I was always so isolated because of the depression and everything. I was always in my room locked away. I started using this website called meetup.com. You could do this with Facebook groups as well. But I just tried to find, I guess, like-minded people that were in the same shoes as me to just build relationships, build friendships, right? And that's where I met my now business partner, Deepak Shukla, who's an absolute legendary guy. He's an Ironman. He's been on TEDx. Dude, the list goes on. He's finished like 33 marathons. He's a fucking animal.
Wow.
But that's where I met him, and we have our own, I guess, journey that we share, where over the span of about 6 to 8 months, we just stayed in touch and, you know, spoke about different things that I was trying to do, different things that he was trying to do, and where the intertwines or the overlaps were. And that kind of literally pushed us to this year in February to have a discussion about partnering. Where obviously he's a lot older than me. He's 33 and I'm only 21. Funny enough, actually, he applied for the SAS, which is the English Special Forces.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a rejected application, which then kind of made him go back to his mom's house to look at different ways to, like me, just, you know, start again. And that's what kind of then came together. So me and him had that discussion in February this year. And then we just started an agency, and we took the different, I guess, you know, mindsets that we learned from both my uncle, and in his case, even like being rejected to SAS is quite tough, right? Because you go through Hell Week and it's insane. And just bouncing back, right? Life will always beat you down to your knees, but it's about how high you get back up. I think actually, I might be wrong, but I think Rocky said that in one of the Rocky movies.
It sounds correct.
Perfect, yeah. Dude. And yeah, that all kind of it came together, and it was really, I guess, vital in terms of it was really vital to focus on mindset more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
When that whole period was happening, in the sense that it's very easy to just me to just say, you know, hey, go do this, that, and that, but if you don't have the right mindset, you can't even be fucked to get up and get a cup of water from downstairs. Or, no, let's be honest, right? You can't be able to tidy your room. Cooking seems like a chore. And so you have to really instill the mindset first, before anything.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, somebody that really helped me, which is actually quite a big figure at the moment, is Gary Vee. So Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
Have you, I guess, heard about him? Or have
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard of Gary. Yeah, I know Gary Vee.
Exactly, it's dude.
Popular,
and
yeah.
he's a really good character. I mean, he's got his haters, as everyone does.
Yeah.
But one particular like 3-minute piece that he did that I watched to this day, it's like 2 years on, right? I watch it almost every day to this day, is this video about regret being poison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he touches on the point that if you kind of look forward to when you're going to be like 90 and you're going to be, you know, immobile, and like you won't be able to do anything, you won't even be able to make your own food, it's going to hit home when you have that level of regret, when you realize that it so deeply kind of pierces the soul.
Yeah.
And when you realize that you do only have kind of this life right now, And of course, you may have another life after. I don't know. Everyone's, I guess, entitled to their own beliefs. But this life that you have right now today is you're only going to have this particular life once.
Right.
And when you really let that sink in and realize that you're not going to live like you're not going to live forever, you are going to die someday. It gives you a big kick up the ass to just start getting your kind of shit on track, right? It's really important to have that initial mindset. Something that even he said that you could do to try that is, or I guess to get a feel for that, is to go to an elderly home. Because when you speak to all these different people, you are going to get a very pure state from them of like regret, but you're going to see in such a pure form, to quote him, that it's going to literally pierce your soul.
Yeah.
We went very deep very quickly, didn't we?
Yeah. Hey, Cass, it's a good spot. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. My goal is to connect veteran entrepreneurs like you with the programs and resources you need to find success. And whether your passion project is a business, a blog, a podcast, finding the right domain name is crucial. In addition to SEO value, it's important that your domain name is easy to remember and reflects you. But it's hard to find one that's the right fit and still available. That's why you need to choose a .us domain. With .us, you can connect the dream you're building with the country you've served. .us domains are short, simple, and memorable. This can help with brand recall and increased traffic. Plus, .us offers an online business toolkit. The toolkit provides a simple three-step process to help you build the perfect site, as well as good practices and tips for managing traffic and branding, all while helping you stand out in a crowded digital landscape. Join the list of companies who already register on .us, like Zoom.us and MasterCard.us. Sign up for your .us domain today to reserve the name you want. I've arranged a special offer to help you get started. Register your .us domain name for just $1 for a full year. Plus, you'll get 3 months of Weebly website builder for free. Let .us help you build your dream. For my special offer, go to launchwith.us. That's launchwith.us. Hi, we're back talking with Cass Hans from ProLemon Leads. So, Cass, you've had a pretty rough life. You've been searching around, trying to find yourself, trying to find that niche, that passion. And what is it with digital marketing or digital direct marketing that you found so interesting? How did you become so passionate about it?
That's a really good question, Joe. So I think it really boils down to relationships and really the personal relationships that you can build, right? It's almost weird. It's almost like throughout my life, I crave these relationships and now I kind of do it at scale on my clients' behalf. For example, there's a really amazing client that we work with who are a consultancy in the sales space.
Mm-hmm.
And we get their meetings booked with massive companies like Oracle, VMware, who have literally like 10, 20, 30,000 employees. And it all boils down to relationships, right? It's like, you probably know this yourself. You probably get like 20 emails a day of people like, you know, saying, "Hey, Joe, I've got this amazing product. This is amazing because of these three reasons. You should buy it."
Yeah.
And
phone calls lately too. It's gone out of control.
Exactly. And that really just, it never resonates, right? It's not personal. It doesn't really emotionally engage anybody. And that's where I guess I found that because I so deeply craved it for so long that now I love building relationships on people's behalf and just even for like an ecosystem, right? So I guess one of the things that we're trying to do with our agency is we've got a wider group where we have like side ventures. So it's the likes of, you know, releasing courses, doing like product and service reviews, like different consultancies. And we're trying to build this massive ecosystem of different types of companies from different niches that can help each other. Have you by any chance ever read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich?
Yes, it's on my bookshelf. It's one of my favorites.
Ah, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know the chapter about masterminds?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's kind of, I guess, what we're trying to achieve here, where we're building people from different industries, different spaces into like, we're trying to build masterminds almost, right? So like me and Deepak almost have our own circle and there's other people involved from all over the world where we share our learnings, but also the fact that because we're involved in different industries, we can help each other with no expectations at all. We kind of keep helping each other to grow and just share our expertise, share our services, our specialities. And it's been really monumental, I guess, that particular book as well. What other favorite books do you have actually?
Oh man. The Think and Grow Rich, and then along those lines, kind of in the same time period, was the Carnegie one about how to win friends and influence people.
Ah, yeah. That's a beautiful one. I actually got that have you read the digital one? It's very similar, but it just adds, you know, sprinkles of like Facebook and new things.
I just got the hard copy.
Ah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, I think there's a lot of really cool resources out there. And I think the biggest thing that helped with where we started agency, which is I was in my mom's house, right? I was just living on coffee, no food. it was quite tough and it was a struggle. But the biggest, I guess, approach that helped us was systemization, right? So How can we systemize every single thing that we do to the point where it's like it's a sequence, it's a process, to not only save you as much time but also kind of help build the right culture within your business. So if we look at, for example, like hiring or even when we're trying to find new work, let's use hiring as an example because everybody can relate to hiring, especially in the entrepreneur space. The biggest thing that we found is that we have, so whether it's a physical job, whether it's online, what we do is for every single job, we have a form that we send to everyone to fill in. And it'll ask them questions that help us understand not only their personality, but their attitude and culture within themselves. So it'll have questions like, are you okay with direct feedback, right? Which is obviously very common in the military, especially because No one's going to beat around the bush and go, oh, you didn't do this well enough. They're going to be like, shut the fuck up, get down and do that, right? It's very straight to the point.
Yep.
But it's also very effective because it's not doing out of anger or anything like that. It's purely just so everybody can learn quicker. And so we have questions like that. But obviously we don't do it very much like the military. We're not going to ever shout at anyone, of course. But when you have a form and you have these particular questions, and then there's one other question that's really good, which is we ask everybody to record just a 2-minute video introducing yourself. And now of, let's say, 100 applicants, only 20 actually going to fill in that video piece. And that tells you about so much about the person because I instantly delete the other 80. If they can't be asked to record a 2-minute video, they're not going to be a great fit for your business.
Yeah.
So you instantly filter out to people who have got the right work ethic. And then if you take that a step further, you then look at other questions. You might ask them, you know, what's your general availability? Mm-hmm. And you can find out more just about their personality, like ask them what their favorite food is, because the biggest thing about any business, I think, is the culture, right?
Yeah.
If you have a culture where you put everybody in a position to succeed, then you're going to simply just achieve a lot more together, right? It has like almost a family kind of effect. And that's why it's really, really beautiful, to be honest. But yeah, I think that tends to be a very good approach when you try and systemize things.
Yeah, I mean, another book that's sitting here is The Checklist Manifesto, which is all about systematizing and automating, basically having a checklist for everything you do. And yeah, that was actually born out of aviation. You know, the aviation industry is the one that originated the whole checklist philosophy for everything you do in the cockpit. Just because they got tired of pilots crashing airplanes for missing things, you know, and then to take the guy discovered that in the medical field, doctors and nurses and medical folks were making mistakes all the time because they were just going off of memory and what they had learned, and they weren't using checklists even for medical procedures and stuff. And so a doctor actually wrote the Checklist Manifesto based off, he went back and pulled data from aviation and how he tried to implement it into the medical field, And then it goes from there. Basically, every business, you know, even if you're a solopreneur, you should have checklists set up for everything you do. And it makes it much easier. One, you don't make mistakes, but it also makes it systematizing, automating, and having checklists associated with everything you do allows you to start turning those tasks over to other people and free you up
exactly.
from the day to day. Yeah,
exactly, dude. I mean, it's quite interesting, you know, because there's so many entrepreneurs out there these days that you're in this mindset of like, I've obviously, assuming that, let's say I'm one of the entrepreneurs, right? And I know that, hey, I've done this training. I know that with this particular task, let's say it's copywriting, I feel like I can do it the best. And it's very hard for a lot of people. I had a massive issue with this in the beginning, to delegate like different tasks that you do to your team, because it's like, well, I'm worried that maybe they might miss something because I've done this 100 times and they obviously haven't done it before.
Yep.
But it becomes really an investment. Investment in somebody personally, investment in terms of trust, and investment in the long term, because it's a win-win.
Yeah, you're building capacity.
Exactly, exactly. You build the ability to truly scale. Even like one tip that might help other people out there today, which is it's common in some industries and not others, which is so simple, and it's this. Spend a week and just note down every single thing that you do every week or maybe every 2 weeks that is very process driven. It's like, hey, you know, I need to send or upload this podcast. I need to edit that. I need to, I don't know, post this on social media. Write a list of all these different things and then just go onto a platform like Upwork or even Facebook groups. I found Facebook groups are amazing at finding virtual assistants. Because then if you have like 20 hours of work a week that you just do every week, right? That's very repetitive. Mm-hmm. If you then make a process around those, even with like a project management tool, you can literally do it with just like a video and then a checklist. That's normally quite sufficient. And get a VA for 20 hours a week for wherever it is, let's say $5-$10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
To do that for you, you're effectively for, let's say, $100, you're freeing yourself up for 20 hours a week. Now your time is worth a lot more than obviously $100 for 20 hours. So it's a massive win-win to just look at processes and try and outsource as much as you can of anything that's repetitive.
Yeah, I think as a beginning entrepreneur, solopreneur, small business, it gets too many business owners and the entrepreneurial types, they think they just got to do everything themselves. And they fall into that trap of, I just need to become an expert in everything. And then they get really good at it and they get so good at it that they don't think they could ever turn it over to anybody else. And next thing you know, they're basically just, they're working in their business all the time and not ever actually working on their business. They basically created a job for themselves as opposed to running a business.
Exactly. Exactly. And I guess you have to be really careful to not be paralyzed in your own kind of demise, like thinking, you know, I can do everything. And of course you can, but at the same time, if you're going to obviously always do everything, you're going to be very limited to how many hours you have in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at, okay, how can I effectively, I tell myself, okay, I don't have time. Well, how can I make time? Because I don't have time is never a good excuse for anything. Like, you can always make time. If you really want to, you can always make time, right? It's like, you can always find time as well. I mean, if you're somebody who's even right now, let's say working a 9-to-5 while you're trying to kind of build yourself up personally, you have so much time. The time that you spend, you know, traveling to your workplace, this time that you spend even on the toilet taking a dump, dude, that is like 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on who you are, right?
Yeah, I get a lot done when I'm on the toilet. I'm very productive.
Exactly. But that's exactly the point, right? You can always, always, always find time and you can be super productive if you want to. So you can, you know, cram in maybe a podcast, cram in an audiobook. If you're driving, in fact, one thing that really helped me is, obviously you can get books, whether you read or you're a listener, it's very dependent. I'm personally somebody who likes to listen very often, right? And so having back then when I had really no money, or even now, like I like to employ the, you know, frugal mindset of don't spend money where you don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
There's books that are, let's say, an Audible for like 4 hours long that are like, I don't know, $15. Yeah. If you literally just go to YouTube and put the book title in there and put the word summary after, you're going to find somebody who turned 5 hours of listening into 1 hour, which removes all the fluff, saves you money, and it's a lot more efficient, right? Yeah. And it's free. It's free. So there's so many things that we have access to these days, which just really, really help when it comes to personal as well as business growth. And there's different ways of finding it. I mean, here's something that I found very recently, which is if you want to get like a software tool online, right, but you want it for free, yeah, if you just put, I don't know, email marketing tool free, what you're going to get is a load of tools that are there to put you on a trial and then you have to pay. So if you want to get any sort of SaaS product online for free, instead of using the word free, change that word to open source. Mm-hmm. And what that basically does is it will give you a list of options of people who have openly released the whole full software for free, where you can not only use it, but you can actually edit things to it, right? It's an open package. It's free. Mm-hmm. For example, back when we started, we used to use pay tools for everything. But then we went on to, there's a few different ways actually also to get tools for very good prices. But I guess I'll break it down to two avenues. You can either get tools for free by either looking for open source or building the right relationships and giving, you know, founders of tools value in return for use of their tool. Or you can go on websites like AppSumo, AppSumo.com. Not affiliated with any of these, by the way, don't worry. AppSumo basically lets you get lifetime deals on any software product that you want. So these are normally software products tailored specific to kind of business, you know, online business or even physical space business owners. But instead of getting these amazing tools and paying like $50 a month per tool, you pay like $50 once and you get that access to that tool for life. And I guess AppSumo is one. You can actually go on this website called grabltd.com, and that compiles, like, there's 10 alternatives to AppSumo, and it puts all of them into one page. You can kind of look at what each tool does. Like, there's reporting tools, there's business planning tools, all these cool different pieces, and you can get them for really cheap when you're kind of starting out. Or if you're like me, you're 9 months in and you find a really cool tool for even podcasts. In fact, this might be quite interesting for you, right? There's a tool that just got released for podcasts. Where you can kind of upload to all the platforms in one click and manage and all that cool stuff.
And what's that one called again?
The tool or the website, sorry.
I guess the tool or either one.
So the website that I just discussed was appsumo.com.
I mean the one for podcasting specifically.
So it's podcast.co. So podcast.co. It's actually live on AppSumo right now for $79, and it lets you launch, manage, and expand your podcast in one place, to quote them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, hey, Cass. You know, we're getting closer to our time here. If somebody wants to share some good golden nuggets, some good gouge on a lot of different things, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, check out what you're doing, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So the easiest ways are probably either just going to my website, which is pearllemonleads.com. Mm-hmm. And this literally just book a call. I'm happy to chat at any point. Or you can just find me on Facebook. It's a very easy name, right? It's Cass, so K-A-S, and then Ands, so A-N-D-Z. And yeah, I'm based in London. You can find it at any point.
Awesome. Well, hey, Cass, you know, too bad we're out of time. We could go on for a long time. So I appreciate all the wisdom and knowledge you've shared, and look forward to seeing your future success.
Thank you so much for having me as well today, Joe. I really appreciate it. And I love really just listening to your podcast and hearing about your story. So I was really glad to actually be able to join you live.
Awesome. I appreciate it. All right. Well, hey, Cass, we're out. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.